Good evening. I'd like to call to order the February 27th meeting of the Whitney Town Advisory Board. Would everybody please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Let the record show that the board is all present and accounted for. Any county staff wish to identify themselves?
Mark Donahue, Clark County Conference of Planning Department.
Thank you. The first item in the agenda tonight is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. We will be afforded the opportunity to speak at the individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period is listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Next item is the approval of the minutes from our February 13th meeting. Do I have a motion for approval of our February 13th minutes?
Motion to approve.
We have a motion on the floor to approve. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. We also have the next item is the approval of the tonight's agenda for February 27th.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for this evening.
We have a motion for approval. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Informational items, announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings, county or community meetings and events. Do we have anything that we need to make note of? We don't have any. Moving right along. Planning and zoning. First item, NZC 20-0074, Ellis Robert P. and Sandra D. Living Trust and Ellis Robert P. and Sandra D. TRS. Zone change to reclassify 5 acres from C2 general commercial zone and R2 medium density residential zone to RUD residential zone. Waiver of development standards for alternative landscaping. Design reviews for the following. 1, a proposed single family residential development. 2, increased grade, finished grade on 5 acres. Generally located on the east side of Boulder Highway, 800 feet south of Whitney Avenue, within Whitney. We have an applicant.
We do. Good evening. Lucy Stewart, 1930 Village Center Circle, representing Storybook, and with me in the audience is Mr. James Cooper from Storybook Homes. And this is the property. It's actually an assemblage of different properties. Along Boulder Highway, here's Dodge Street behind here, and basically it's Nevada. That's like the northern boundary. I have a hard time with Boulder Highway since it runs at an angle. A couple years ago, we were before you on some property at just actually right out there at Missouri, and it was a PUD that had been approved and the maps recorded, and I think 5-foot backyards. This is the product type that, I mean, the Storybook has been wildly successful with that, and they're almost completely sold out. So there's clearly a need for that type housing, entry-level homes, housing, in the area. So that's why they found this assemblage just further down the street, because it's basically their same customer base. So this is what the property looks like. The all access will be on from Dodge, so there won't be you won't have to prevent intersections onto Boulder Highway. It's 48 lots, and we have 14 open space lots. We have a sort of center park in the middle, and then along the edges we have landscaping. We are asking for alternative landscaping along Boulder Highway because that right-of-way is so big. That's part of, or the majority of it will actually be located in the right-of-way. We'll have to get an encroachment permit. And I brought the house thing to, this is basically what's been built.
Okay.
This is for the design review, but I'm going to take a look and see. So the lots range like from 22 up to 3430 square feet. We meet all the setback requirements on the lot. There's a 15-foot rear yard, 5-foot side yards, which is a little different than the PUD, because that was like 5 foot. So we think this is a better overall product. The lots are, the houses are like 1430 up to 1645 square feet. That's it, unless you have any questions, or happy to answer anything.
Okay, well, that completes your presentation. Okay. I'm going to open it now to the public. Anyone here would like to speak on this topic? Seeing no one, I will close it to the public and open it to the board. Anybody want to open up your questions?
One question. So the landscaping along Boulder, who maintains that?
We do.
They'll be part of the HOA.
Right. But there's, and I usually bring this up, and everybody from Starbucks thinks I'm weird that I do. But there's, because this is a smaller development, and they do like sort of smaller ones around the valley. What they do is there's a homeowners association, but sometimes maintenance of landscaping and all that takes a little bit more. So they group them together. So when there's ones in the sort of area, then the HOA covers sort of multiple. Am I saying it?
Okay. Yeah, so they group them together, so it makes sense economically, and the projects are all typically in the same area. So the product right down Dodd Street, or the
Missouri.
The division this
subdivision. But the one thing I do want to point out, though, is because I think, especially sometimes in smaller lots, you do get people applying for investments, or it's entry level, and then they move to their next home, and they keep it so they can rent it. And sometimes you have like deferred maintenance or interesting front yards that are not. And that's one of the things I think is pretty great about Storybook, which I think they're the first builder in Las Vegas that started this, is the homeowners association maintains the front yard. So when you drive in, you don't know that, you can't tell the difference. So to me, I think I always bring that up. They always think it's weird. Everybody from Storybook. But I think that's important, because I think it has a significant impact on your neighborhood, on how it looks. And it's, not necessarily cookie cutter, but it's just consistently maintained, and weeds aren't there growing, out of everywhere. So.
Is that where the street A to the left of that? Mm-hmm. Is that green space?
Mm-hmm. It hasn't been programmed yet, but it's so we don't know what it means, but it will be it's an open space park that you can throw a ball or whatever.
And do you happen to know this? Is there a bus stop anywhere close by on Boulder Highway?
I don't know that.
There is one up a little closer, like a block or so up, almost across the street from here.
Oh, okay.
There is one a little closer.
It's walkable.
It's walkable, from that area.
I think on Missouri.
Yeah, just on the other side.
Right.
Yeah, just trying to...
I just have one question about your neighbors on each side. It's industrial.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of blockade, whatever you want to call it, what kind of buffer are you going to put there for your homes? Are you going to have anything, or is that second story going to look out into the guy that's got the crane hanging there? And I'm just thinking of...
Actually, there's a drainage channel along here that we can't really do anything
with. Right.
So there's an extra setback. There.
Okay.
But there will be walls along the back, and then I don't think we have any additional landscaping.
Like you said, on that one side, there's actually a 20-foot easement.
Right,
so we don't really, we have our buffer established. Here, we do have a building that's right up against the property line.
Right, this one here,
right,
yeah.
Right up against the property line here. So we've got some room back here in these lots, and what we typically do when we have a situation like this is provide some additional vegetation, a couple extra trees
on the property.
Yeah,
and that would be
in the backyard.
In the backyard, so that would be their backyard facing that.
Yes.
Okay.
Now this one is a little bit more of a challenge. We maybe have a little bit extra width here where we can put some trees here, and it's going to be a little bit of a challenge. So
mm-hmm.
we'll disclaim. Whoever buys that home, we'll just.
We'll
have to let them know that that's the situation.
Right.
Although I think the building may stop at about right here, and I think there's just a wall here.
Yeah, I just took the area of it, so.
But normally when you're commercial next to residential, you build a separation wall. But because we're non-conforming and we're the ones that are sort of doing the opposite, it's our obligation. So
I understand.
We have to do the zone boundary wall also.
I gotcha.
Tell us about parking in the community.
Well, each one has a two-car driveway and a two-car garage, right?
So yeah, the parking far exceeds what's required. So we'll have parking in the garages, parking in the driveways.
And then there is street parking for visitors?
Yes.
So you have no sidewalks and street parking?
No sidewalks.
But street parking.
But you're allowing street parking. So where do people walk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so like you don't even have sidewalk on one side. Because I'm in Nevada Ranch, at least we have it on one side, but not the other.
I live in Summerlin, and we have sidewalks on one side, and everybody, for whatever, we have junk in our garages.
Right.
So everybody parks in the street, and people who walk with dogs and stuff don't ever walk in the sidewalk. They're always just out on the street. We just kind of know it and just drive slow. I think people use the street as if it's their sidewalk. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, hopefully none of these streets are very long, so nobody can get like great
speed. And it's
speed.
A small community,
right.
So.
Yeah.
Probably everybody will know each other, pretty much.
Hopefully.
But for the streetscape, if you guys went to, you know, at some point run out to this project that we have at Missouri and Tron, and take a look, and you can kind of see what it, you know, I drove out there actually yesterday, and it looked pretty nice. There wasn't too much street parking. But I think everybody was either at work or probably in the garage.
And what is your price range anticipated? What's your anticipated price range? Because we need affordable housing.
I think we're trying to meet the affordable housing goals with affordable housing.
We'll hold you to it. Just a ballpark.
Definitely below 300s. If we can sneak into the 200s, we'll try.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that's every year it practices out. What is the entry level home in about 300?
Yeah. And what's your timeline? Do you think on?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Do you have a list already from the sellout at the?
I'm sorry.
They said you have a list already from. Of people that weren't able to buy on Missouri?
We're down to the last few houses. We're just now kind of into this project, so we don't have a list yet.
Yeah.
Construction starting, grading certainly by the fall.
Okay.
Yeah, we are processing it with the tentative map, so I think that's kind of like helps get it moving a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Further.
Yeah, I just saw a notice in, you know, statement in here of 4 years, so I just hope that is in there before the 4 year mark.
Once you record the map, though, it's right, then you're good.
Because we'd love to get those infills.
We're hoping within 4 years.
Yeah, thank you.
They move a lot quicker than that. That's just
I know this are some issues, but.
Sometimes there's drainage issues.
Yeah, and the grading. And one of the items was the increase in your grading. And that's because of the water table, or what?
There is a water table, and we just did a water level survey that was done early this week. And tomorrow I'm going to take a look at the results. But we've had our engineer do a grading plan for this, and now we're just now going back to the water level survey to make sure that we have the separation out there. But we essentially. I mean, everything kind of has to drain out either here or here. The grades go that way. So we're kind of running it at minimum. There's not much we can do, and it's just a little bit of fill. And these lots are going to be a little bit higher. These lots are going to be a little higher. So it's a small fill site.
Good.
But because of that,
and
because we have to be above the water table, we have to fill a little bit.
But we always ask for the maximum. So usually we adjust a little bit lower, but since they haven't done the grading plan yet, we do our best guess.
So you had the neighborhood meeting, and some people had inquired about vagrancy. So were people happy that this was going to be filled in? Were they complaining?
Two people, actually. Oh. Two people showed up, and they were both from the businesses. One of them was the lady who owned the gun store.
Oh, yes.
So I said, well, we'll just send all our people who live here to your No, it is, I think, you know, having something infill helps. It helps get rid of some of the vagrants in the area, which probably helps the houses back here if they're going into that area. Because
oh, sure.
Not a way to walk through.
Right.
Sure, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And I see that, okay, there is a traffic study is required because we just approved 47 unit last week, like on the next block.
Down
so
the way.
What used to be a quiet residential street, now that we're adding 100 houses, might be, so we need to make sure we're coordinating all that and
right.
keeping the, those streets get bigger.
And hopefully the traffic engineers can work together and can do it sort of simultaneously.
Dodd Street right in front of our parcels is really quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It just comes to that little V.
And then it goes over that way. Yeah.
I've been there 3-4 times during the day, and maybe I remember 1 or 2 cars down that road. Now, obviously, we're going to add some traffic.
Right.
You know, the volume is going to be able to handle with what's out there.
Yeah, but like the 50, just right. approved one that's right down the street from that, which will add another.
Yeah, it was on your next, it was on the parcel, it was the, if you turn the map over. And
as the county does, though,
yeah.
they do have
yeah.
our like background.
Sure.
We do have to do background
yeah.
traffic that's existing and sort of proposed
yeah.
in the area, and that's part of the traffic.
Yeah. The red one at the bottom right there, right where
that
your finger
one.
Is.
Go down further.
That one, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was there around noon, and right where those little triangle are, it was the little, you know, there's traffic, people coming from different angles and stuff like that. So that's my, and on Hamilton was, you know, basically like a dirt road. So
well,
people are going to...
These just finished that section up there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the that's one back there, yeah.
There's a lot of holes.
Yeah, we just need to... Right?
I know.
Yeah.
And still a good portion of it back up there is too.
Yeah, it's eclectic, we'll say.
Yeah.
Very good. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Anybody would like to make a motion?
Sure.
Okay.
Hold on, that's page one. I move on NZC20-00. Oh, I'm looking for
that. That's it. That's right.
7-4. Ellis Robert and Sandra Living Trust and Ellis Robert and Sandra D Trustees to approve with staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor for approval with all noted staff conditions. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? Motion carries. We'll move on to the next item, which is TM 20500021, Ellis Robert P. and Sandra D. Living Trust and Ellis Robert P. and Sandra D. Trustees. Tentative map consisting of 48 residential lots and common lots on 5 acres in an RUD residential zone, generally located on the east side of Boulder Highway, 800 feet south of Whitney Avenue within Whitney.
Lucy Stewart, 1930 Village Center Circle, representing Storybuck, and basically it's the same presentation as before. It's and that makes it a little bit unique when you do have a tentative map, the non-conforming, but it sort of, I think, shows that they are anxious and ready to build and really love this area. So they're really happy to be able to put some more product out here.
We're happy to have them, too. That concludes your presentation.
Any questions?
Okay. Anybody from the public wish to comment on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and open it up to the board.
Do you have a theme for your, you know how like some are like flowers or rocks or the streets, do you have any?
The wine ones or the more the Marine
Star Wars one.
Yeah, the Mariner.
Oh, Robin Hood. All right. Knights.
Oh, nice.
Maid Marian.
Assuming they are somewhere else in the valley.
Right.
Assuming that, you know, that they, right. the fire alarm
is the. Very good.
Thank you.
Any other questions? We have a motion?
I'll make a motion for approval. For TM-20-500021.
With all the preliminary staff.
With staff recommendations.
With all staff recommendations. We have a motion on the floor for approval with all staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Seeing no, and the motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. We have a few more spots over there on Boulder Highway 2 if you want to take that into consideration.
Keep filling.
Keep filling them up. Next item is general business. Does anybody here have any general business that they'd like to bring up before the board? Seeing none, now we have comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on the matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name, address, and spell your name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair by majority vote. Seeing no one, we will move on to...
Hold on.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't see you.
I served on the planning group that was together my first year, so 5 years ago, and we met for 6 months, and it was one representative from every township board, and then in the end, like, no recommendations were taken, and it stayed the same. So is it similar?
Oh, you're talking about the, what was that called?
It was like
land use plan.
Land use plan,
so,
yes.
You're right. And that there was a lot of
drama.
Drama, that's right.
And so this is our second attempt. And I think that was done internally. So now we've hired a consultant to take us forward. But it's not just the comprehensive land use plan, it's also Title 30.
Title 30.
Okay.
So you're right. You're absolutely right. But we're starting over again.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to put that on our next meeting agenda.
So just think about it for right now, maybe who wants to serve,
okay.
And maybe we should be ready to appoint someone 2 weeks from now.
Very good. That's it? I think we're finished. So our next meeting is on March 12th, and we will close our meeting for the evening. We are adjourned.